AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's not a good start for the July 4th holiday period. Flyers are already stuck in airports. Airlines are blaming the FAA. The FAA says it's not to blame. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The worst disruptions on the East Coast for now. Flyer Tia Hudson stuck at Newark Airport since Sunday, missed something very special.
I missed the wedding Sunday.
Whose wedding was it?
My mom.
Now she just wants to get home to Louisiana.
New Orleans or Dallas, Texas. I just want to get away from this airport. It's been since Sunday. And they lost my luggage.
Diane Brown has been delayed 2 days trying to get home to Florida and calls it a disaster.
They keep canceling everything.
Huge crowds, bad weather, inability of some airline crews to reach their scheduling offices, even a Delta jet that made a belly landing in Charlotte have all contributed to the mess. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 13 deaths are being blamed in Texas, one in Louisiana, on the heat. Temperatures are reaching triple digits from Texas to Tennessee. In parts of the Midwest, the problem is air quality. Detroit is feeling the effects of wildfires in Canada. Air quality is not good in Illinois, Indiana, West Virginia, and Ohio as well. President Biden talked about Bidenomics in Chicago.
I'm tired of waiting for the trickle down. It doesn't come very quickly.
The president says the administration's work is sparking recovery. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Even as he touted Bidenomics in Chicago, the president faced a tough sell. An AP Newark Center for Public Affairs research poll found just 1 in 3 American adults approve of his economic leadership. That's even lower than his overall approval rating of 41%. Even among Democrats, whom the president will need to marshal to win re-election, only 6 in 10 say they like how he's handling the economy.
Debris from the implosion of the Titanic-bound submersible, the Titan, has returned to land in Canada. This is AP News. A London jury has been seated in the Kevin Spacey sex assault trial.
The double Oscar winner stood, as he was called by his full name, Kevin Spacey Fowler, in Southwark Crown Court. The 63-year-old was charged last year on sex allegations that date from 2001 to 2013. Spacey had lived in Britain when he was artistic director of the Old Vic Theatre from 2004 to 2015. The actor has said an acquittal in the case could revive a career has largely been on ice since sexual misconduct allegations surfaced against the star, who won his first Academy Award for supporting actor in The Usual Suspects in 1995. Charles de Ledesma, London.
His family says longtime Connecticut Senator Lowell Weicker has died. He tussled with his own party during the Watergate hearings and later was elected Connecticut governor as an independent. Lowell Weicker was 92. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.